Hey, dear friends, this is Rust Izdar. What a night. This is November the 11th, and what a beautiful day outside. It is almost like an Indian summer day. Just take time today to look at creation and take a few moments to acknowledge God the Creator. Listen, the heavens declare the glory of God. All of creation, it pours forth speech. And it leaves the human race without an excuse because it communicates so powerfully the divine nature of God, his eternal attributes, well, his presence. Listen, Rust is Dark, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We are here to engage some of the contemporary issues that are going on. Well, like the shooter the other day. Now, they held a memorial today. Today is Veterans Day. God bless those who have stood up to take arms. In a fallen world on the ragged edge of history, God has declared in Romans 13 that he would not only ordain nations and then describe what they should be doing, good in the biblical sense. Otherwise, they can crumble, they can come down. God can pull down leaders and give new and, leaders that would listen to the God of heaven and live out the righteousness that is needed in a fallen world and governments around the world right now. There's a great conflict. You and I know that. You're listening tonight because you're tuned in to the concepts of conspiracy. You can feel it in the air, the coming globalism, the conflict that's going on. God ordains both law enforcement and the military to bear the sword on real radical evil. Now, the terrible thing is that there is a long sequential agenda, the satanic agenda, and the targets in the end of days will be the politicians and military leaders. Those are the two fields that the ancient fallen cherub needs more than ever. God gives the warning 3,000 years ago, Psalm 2. God already shows us the future fulfillment of Psalm 2 in Revelation 19:19. Now listen, we've been doing this series here now called Spiritual Darkness Corresponds. Let me say it this way, the rise of spiritual darkness, that is the manifestation of demonic presence, demonic doctrine, counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, channelers, you know, all those that are being guided by the spirits of the New Age and of globalism. Well, let me tell you something. With the corresponding rise and manifestation of this darkness, there is a direct connection to societal chaos. Not only in creation, as there is a decaying going on, a breakdown, but also in the disruption of humanity. It is like pouring toxic fumes into a room little by little by little until it finally begins to affect the breathers, those who are breathing it in. Now that's what's happening all around the world. We're being affected. Nations, peoples, governments, morality, all of it's being affected. And we have seen only the bits and pieces. You and I have seen the shark fins. And those fins, my friend, are connected to the beast just under the surface of the deep. Now, last night on SurviveToThrive.net, Steve Quayle took back over to give you a major update concerning the issues of H1N1 and the flu issues. There's going to be, obviously, you know, more things that will begin to occur around the globe that will continue to bring weakness. Listen, globalism will not take place until massive collapse occurs. I mean, there's got to be massive collapse, major destabilization economically, in the militaries, in the violence of the world, in the battle of nations. Now, you and I know, because we've talked about this already, Revelation 6 talks about four horsemen and the four horses. The second one is this revelation of a bursting out globally and a taking of peace from the world. And the corresponding direct cause or, well, force that will lead, mankind to slay one another. Now, you can check out the Greek word there, but it means butcher, a civil butchery. And that is an event, and it is going to be vast and widespread. So, just as God has said in 2 Thessalonians 2, that before the parousia of Jesus Christ, the coming, the arrival of Christ, there and our being gathered to him, there's going to be a couple events. Very emphatic in the Greek. First, that day will not occur until, first of all, a rebellion. It's best to translate that word in the context of biblical Greek in history, revolt, like the Williams translation, the Great Revolt, or like some of the Latin, revolt or rebellion. It is an event that precedes but is connected to the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness. Hey, by the way, listen. If you're new tonight, this voice is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, and you can send questions or comments during the time of the show, shatter@sbcglobal.net. And we have been saying this last week and a half, we've been behind about 2 weeks here. We've been off to conference, coming back. We had some other things that went on here. So we're about 2 weeks behind. But we will be putting up the 31 Days Ablaze probably starting this week. We'll catch up with the October and begin the November and catch up with that and give to you. That is our goal anyway, to have every single month a little shot in the arm. And along with that, there will be the series on discernment, on Homo Satanus, and on Psy Wars. That will continue, and we'll have new ones by this weekend on the listed on the ShatterTheDarkness.net site. Now, we put out a newsletter. We've been doing it four times a month. We've come down to two times a month right now, and we're getting ready this weekend to put out the November 1st issue. So I see that another dozen folks here lately have written in to be added. So if you go to ShatterTheDarkness.net, you can scroll down a little bit, take your time on that site, a lot of stuff there. You can see the where you can sign up for the newsletter, and it'll be sent to your email, and you'll just be able to click in. There'll be new podcasts, training, teaching, one-hour sessions. There'll be other offers and things and informations and updates. Any conferences or crusades that we'll be doing will be listed there also. Want to say again thanks to Tom Dunn, all those down in Mansfield. We have not forgotten. We are still here praying for the great revival to strike down there and for great transformation that Ben talked about. And so we continue to think about Mansfield and all that went on down there and that still is. Appreciate some of you in Mansfield that have written, that are part of the newsletter list now, that have also gotten a hold of the book, The Black Awakening. By the way, last Friday we sent out the largest bulk of all the books, and then a smaller number for those who had just ordered here at the end of October, beginning of November. We've sent out a smaller, I think like 30 or so shipment that has also just gone out. So if you have not gotten your book yet, please understand that the post office has said that it's going to take 4 days or longer, depending on where you live. Now, those of you in Australia, England, and Canada, definitely going to take more. Man, we had to fill out all kinds of custom papers and everything just to send the books there. But that's just fine. But here's the news right now. On the book, Black Awakening, over 660 pages, it also gives you a code and offers you 70 hours out of three courses that we teach online. One is the Black Awakening, the other is on spiritual warfare, and the other one is on the rise of Satanism. And so there's about 70 hours of MP3s we give you free. And this book is not over. Though it's got 660-some pages, a hardback edition is going to come out this into this week also that you can order if you want that. There's an ebook or a download PDF. But the offer in the book is more than $180 worth of stuff. So that's what we put in there because we want you to have it. We want you to know that it goes along with the book. And guess what? We're going to add more chapters. That's right. TheBlackAwakening.com. TheBlackAwakening.com website is where all the information, videos, other things, clips that Chris White has done, that's all there. But starting at the end of this month, we will add another chapter to the book in a PDF file that you can download. And this file will be printable. You can print out if you want. But we're going to add for the next 6 months, six more chapters. And then maybe next year we'll do a revised copy altogether. But we got another book, R1919, we're working on. We got some other things we got in the mix. And listen, just telling you that... remember us in your prayers, and we want to say, we know that in 1 hour, 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time, it's been prayed about, it's supernatural, you might be here by the direct providence of God. Many thousands of believers that listen, with you, unashamed to share that Jesus Christ is alive, he's real, he's come into my life 35 years ago, never left, his presence and power, well... unmatched. We're talking about now the infinite God that has done an incredible and infinite work at the cross 2,000 years ago. Now, that's all about a Savior. It's all about God in human flesh. It's all about the fact that God loves us, wants us. And I'm going to tell you frankly, there's nobody that wants you more than God himself. That's what the cross is all about. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. And if you are a spiritual seeker, maybe a Luciferian or Satanist or a recon individual, maybe a psychic or a remote viewer checking into all that we've been talking about, then I want you to know that God is seeking you more than anyone else. And it's going to take... you to be honest and to open the door to listen. Hey, listen, just go to the Gospel of John and begin to read through it. Listen, we're doing the series on this rise of spiritual darkness and how it corresponds with societal chaos. And I do believe that refers to tectonic plates shifting, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the volcanoes that will even come, earthquakes that even more will come than ever. Because it's under bondage. There's decay. Romans 8 will tell you that. Creation has been infected. It's like a disease, sin, and the toxic manifested presence of darkness. Listen, even when that darkness morphs and masquerades as an angel of light, a translucent New Age spirit, an ascended master, the great white brotherhood, whatever you want to call it, realize that one of the indicators is dark fallen spirits cannot, will not ever lead you to God, to Christ, to the power of new life, eternal life that's found in Christ. So you can check into the spirituality you're into right now and realize that either God the Holy Spirit has come and you've listened to and yielded and believed the message of Christ by the Spirit of God. He leads you to Christ. He leads you to God. The fact of salvation is the instantaneous entrance of the living Christ, all of his work, the gift of eternal life, at the moment you receive him into your life. And I want you to know that after 35 years, 36 years now, Jesus, the living Christ, has never, never left. That's my experience. That's my testimony. But it's the testimony of the Word of God that says he will never, five times in the Greek, never, 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 never leave you or forsake you, Hebrews 13. Do you see the darkness around right now? Do you feel it? You see the chaos? I mean, look at the United States alone, the sense of, culture war. That's right. The manifested presence of darkness. And also the suppression of the manifest presence, power in God through the people of God. See, manifestation on either side can come only through those who are believing and are yielded and are allowing, well, on the dark side, to let that presence, that counterfeit presence, to come through, or on the side of God, to let God's presence. Listen, what presence are you allowing to come through your life? God's presence can only come through your life if His presence is in your life. We can see across the United States there's been shooters in high schools, churches, McDonald's, universities, and military bases. Other places too. We can see that in some cases it's about emotional breakdown in the sense of anger, and that anger gives a foothold to the devil and the impulses that come. Well, men and women, since Cain and Abel, have been murdering and killing each other. The Bible predicts in the end of days it's going to get so much worse. As a matter of fact, if I could turn your attention, mark it down, especially if you're someone who doesn't really know the Scriptures. Take a look at Matthew chapter 24. Do a study and see if you can see within the words of Jesus, the instruction of Jesus, the prophetic announcement of Jesus. I mean, he's talking from 2,000 years ago about events right now, events that are coming, the abomination of desolation. He's talking about the radical birth pains. I mean, you and I are in just the birth pains. The explosion of satanic chaos and anarchy have not yet occurred. The arrival, seemingly out of nowhere, of a new regime with a new supernatural leader pronouncing globalism, grabbing control of global government and military. Well, that hasn't occurred. But I'm going to tell you right now, clearly, it's just under the carpet. Please realize that when the Antichrist comes to power or visibly takes that control and initiates globalism, then we should realize that he's already been here probably 30 years at the least, already been born, already been operating, already been in sync with the false prophet. He's alive also. The unholy trinity of the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon, the ancient dragon. Listen, that's going on in ritualistic format, from the moment of the conception of the counterfeit Christ. You and I've got to understand, the secret power of lawlessness has cloaked the sequence of satanic evolution. Millions upon millions are deceived by the masqueraded side, the New Age movement. But underneath the waters where it's dark, Jesus said the evil one comes at night to create the tares. So to the Luciferians, the elites, those throughout Europe, you can talk about it being in and behind the Bilderbergers. You can talk about the Merovingian bloodlines. You can also take a look at Bohemian Grove to get a little scratch, a little picture. Without the supernatural power and authority of Jesus Christ, there is no way to penetrate that darkness. No way to really stop that darkness, because in fallen humanity there is vulnerability. like a blind man wanting to cross a large expressway. You and I both know there is vulnerability. Bible says the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see. The goal is they can't see God in Christ. Check it out, 2 Corinthians 4:4. But that blindedness is involved in the masquerade of the new age. It's involved in the incremental left-hand path initiations. So that the elites that are without question, listen, to all the believers in Christ out there, if you know what it means to be clothed with power from on high, Jesus talked about that in Luke 24. If you know the experience of the power of the Spirit of God, if you realize that Jesus didn't even start his ministry until the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, in fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah 700 years prior, fell upon him, as John the Baptist said, I saw the Spirit descend on him like a dove. And of course, we know the ministry of Jesus. How could anybody not love what Jesus is and does? Give good news to the poor, set captives free, open the eyes of the blind, release prisoners. It's what he's all about. Saving, healing, delivering. He fed people. He opened the eyes of the blind. He raised dead children and gave them back to their parents. And at the cross, He obtained for humanity instantaneous and eternal forgiveness because he became the sin bearer. I don't care who you are, and even if you reject Christ, it doesn't change the fact of what all the prophets have said, what all the apostles and others have said, what the angels of God have said. What Christ is the sin bearer of the world. The sinlessness of Christ at the cross triumphed over the depth, the width, the breadth, the length of man's sin. The destruction of the power of the sin code in sins. The destruction of death by the death of the righteous Christ. The destruction of Satan. The destruction of hell itself. And the gateways being wide open to direct and immediate and eternal, personal, relational fellowship with God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not some fake New Age Jesus. Not some fake ufology Jesus or some Alice Bailey or occult-oriented or psychic little pocket rabbit's foot Jesus that people have made up. See, the fake stuff can't help anybody. The fake stuff has been offered, as the Bible teaches, from dark spirits. To embrace a fake offer of Christ or a fake presentation of Christ, which always includes the ripping out of his deity, one thing in common with all occultism and cults, and Mormons should listen to this, is the ripping away of the full deity of Jesus Christ. The demonic, in every inspired cult leader, writer, like Alice Bailey, Helena, David Spangler, you can go back to Elaine Pagels, you can go back to many others, Barbara Marx Hubbard and others. You can go back to so many of them. You can go back all the way to the Gnostics if you want, the Nicolaitans. All will bring out a fake Jesus that has been stripped of deity and of the power of his salvation at the cross. So the fake can't help anybody. And if you've been grasping a fake presentation, I bet you right now you realize you don't have any real relationship. You don't know in an experiential way Jesus. The fact is, it's become a spiritual smorgasbord where you're always running around trying to get some experience, but never engaging the infinite. See, the New Agers are always dabbling with finite spirituality. The remote viewers, finite spirituality. The psychics, finite spirituality. But what comes from God is infinite spirituality. In the context of this night, I got to tell you something. I went with my wife last night and we saw the movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats. And now I've read the book some time back. I even quoted from the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, in the book we've just put out, The Black Awakening. When the psi ops and psychological operations and MKUltra and all the other stuff that began, listen, it could be tracked back at the very least to 1945, 46, 47. When the CIA hired world, quote, renowned, I think he was an evil man, G.H. Esterbrooks, who wrote in a book and described their ability back then to create alter, sub, or secondary personalities in a soldier. They could train that sub personality to be an assassin, to do reconnaissance, to infiltrate, to sow disinformation, to watch people and get information, to spy. Now, what they haven't told you since 1947 is that black shadow military governments, etc., has created thousands and thousands. Now, G.H. Esterbrooks leaks it out back in 1947 that maybe a fifth column, or sixth column as they call it, of some kind of hidden specialty soldiers from every department of military, whether it's the Navy, the Army, the Marines, etc., etc. The idea of setting up these kind of programmed super soldiers controlled by handlers who can be triggered. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. They didn't show too much of that in the movie The Men Who Stared at Goats. They were basically, I mean, it's actually kind of a funny movie, and I kind of wondered if General Stubblebine and John Alexander and Colonel Shannon and Monroe, McMoneagle, and Morehouse and Ed Dames and Buchanan and all the rest of the original remote viewers and some of the others, I wondered when they would watch this. I mean, if you've read material, you know the background well. A lot of the 70s super soldiers from Fort Bragg and other places, I wonder what it's like for them to go see that movie. Now, I've been to a few movies with highly trained super soldiers. That's right. Some that have 30, 40, 50 other sub-personalities, well, that can speak Russian or German or Spanish or Punjabi or, you know, other languages. They even know ancient satanic or Pictish or, you know, occult-oriented languages. They know ancient rituals to summon the demons. I mean, these are people that if you look at them, they just blend in. They're trained to kind of just blend in. But inside of them are sub-personalities that are programmed, trained, energized by demonic presence to be extreme fighters, assassins, recon, to be able to unleash occult-oriented spiritual warfare, that is, send demons against targets. Now, in my engagement over the years with some of these that we would actually be sitting down talking and working towards my goal, of course, their salvation, their healing, their deliverance. But I remember taking some to a movie called Ronin, one to a, well, this was a federal field agent or contract agent. I mean, he would show up at our church, and it was just unbelievable. He had personalities inside that were reconning us and observing us, always wanting to know the information that we know. He brought in 400 files from the feds of his background. Now, this man, I'll just call him, let me call him Bob. It's not his real name, but Bob was, I love Bob. I care about him to this day. He's gone. I haven't seen him for a while, but he used to always check in. I took him to the movie Conspiracy Theory. Halfway through, he jumped up and left. I went out and found him, and he said, Russ, you brought me here because you think the guy in that movie is like me. And I said, well, I think there's similarities. And he agreed. See, they split him. He had sub-personalities. They used him to infiltrate groups. And many times when that occurs, mental and emotional breakdowns occur. When he gave to me, 400 files with pages and pages from the feds. Now listen, a lot of it was blacked out. My daughter being, years ago, young, probably about the time she was around 9 or 10, maybe 11, she wanted to look through the files. She knew who this guy was. She had seen him. So she had begun to go through the files and finally brought to me some of those files and said, look, Dad, here's a man named, let's just say, Ken Smith. Ken Smith is writing a report about Bob to his federal handlers. He's writing a report, and look, Dad, the actual handwriting shifts. Bob is writing the report first, then he switches to the alter personality, Ken. Ken then gives a report to the federal handler how Bob is doing. It's like a secondary person that observed Bob in every way is now giving the report, but the secondhand person is a created sub-co-conscious personality. I took a super soldier from Fort Bragg to a couple of the movies out there. We spent 6 years conversing, talking. I talked to many sub-personalities, seen their powers, abilities. They were multilingual, 5, 6, 7 languages. They knew Colonel Shannon. Matter of fact, they handed me the first Earth Battalion manual back in the early 90s. They knew Stubblebine. They knew Alexander. They knew Gottlieb. Sidney Gottlieb. They knew Michael Aquino, who was once lecturing on the base at Fort Bragg. So anybody around Fort Bragg that really wants to pour out the prayers, any soldiers that are believers in Christ, it's time to pour out the prayers because I am saying that an infiltration occurred back in the 40s. German Nazi scientists, Maronite programming, Monarch projects, MKUltra, all of that stuff began to come out. I am saying again that among soldiers within the United States military, there's not only been the creation of super soldiers in the sense of sub-personalities to be spies and infiltrate and assassinate. It's much larger than that. All throughout the U.S. military, I believe there is like a sixth column in waiting. I believe this is the shadow government that is operating behind the scenes, waiting for their day that involves the great chaos and a new world order. In all of these who call themselves either Babylon working babies or chosen ones, they have German-speaking sub-personalities that are pro-Nazi, pro-Hitler. Well, I mean, in the past sense, see, they all look towards a future Führer who will rule the world as no man has ever ruled the world. Dear friends, they are highly trained, very proficient. The programming alone gives them an advantage. But then they are not clothed with power from on high, from God. They are clothed with power demons from below. I have no doubt that some of them are listening to this very show. Even if it's in Canada, the UK, throughout Europe. For all the believers out there, I would say that it's time to pray for massive exposure, pray against, with the authority of Christ, against the darkness, and begin giving the totality of your life to the mission of God in Christ. That is where all the power, presence, blessing, and operating force of God is operative. See, Satan's power and manifestations of the demons are coming through the agenda. We know about his origin. We know about his nature. We know about even his methodology. But most Christians and theologians have neglected the sequential agenda. There is no globalism without the spirit that is behind it. So all the secular conspiracy theorists, for a number of who written books and have national and worldwide talk shows, they see the evil coming. They believe that an Antichrist is coming. Even those that follow Nostradamus, they believe that another Antichrist is coming. The problem is you're still checking into finite sources and you're just simply, you can feel and see and sense. But you don't even know what the clash is all about, what the war is all about. It's about you and your one singular life. There's only one of you. Absolutely unique print of you. You know yourself. You're living your life. Maybe you're in your 30s. Maybe you're in your late 60s. And you're listening to this voice right now. And this voice is impressed, compelled by the love of Christ to tell you that God loves you. That it's not about just some quasi-spirituality. Some spiritual osmosis. In the movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats, the reference by the one that played Colonel Shannon, kept talking about and repeating these mantras about the universe will let you know. The universe will show you your destiny. And a lot of remote viewers and others use the term synchronicity. I'm going to tell you right now, there is a satanic synchronicity that is a counterfeit to the providence of God. The providence of God is about the arranging of God grabbing hold of you and drawing you to make the real living Christ known and bring you into relationship that will end your search. You'll find rest for your soul. When I watched the movie last night, The Men Who Stared at Goats, I saw, because I came out of the 60s, I came out of the New Age spiritual practices, I came out of Golden Buddha, I was trained in a temple to leave my body, to listen to the ascended masters. I wasn't raised in a church. I didn't know God. I didn't know Christ, but I was a seeker. So I know the powers, the presence, the spiritual experiences are real. They don't lead you to God. They don't end your search. And they're deadly wrong. Because they preoccupy you and keep you from looking into the full face of a Savior hanging on a cross that said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." From hearing the fact that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten. He's called the monogenesis. The absolute and only unique one of a kind. God in human flesh. Have you read that verse in Hebrews 2 yet? Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity. You know why? Look what it says there. He came to taste death for us. He came to defeat the one that held the fear of death all over us. That is the devil. Listen, Wiccans, Druids, pagans, Satanists of the popular kind. Satan really is real. Regardless of what you're dabbling in, Satan really is real. I only encourage you tonight to take a look at what time it is. What Jesus reveals in Matthew 24 about the rise of spiritual deception. You see, when the people ask him, "What are the signs of the end of time?" The first thing out of the lips of Jesus was, "Don't let anyone deceive you." Chapter 24 deals more with spiritual deception than anything else. False prophets, false apostles, false teachers. Fake Christs. I mean, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, there'd be many. You know how many cult leaders that claim to be the Christ? Do you have any New Agers claiming that they are going to become Christ? When General Stubblebine believed being a part of those projects, Project Jedi and all the other stuff, when he believed that the powers to be able to walk through a wall like Jesus, he thought he could do it. And he tried it again and again. Oh yes, and at the Pentagon they bent spoons. But a lot more than that. The Pentagon knows too. Through their, so many times when employees leave that have been created with subpersonalities, they do a little thing they would call, it's kind of a shutdown. Shut down the personality, shut down the operative spy, the operative assassin, the operative, whatever personalities were in there, shut them down, lock them down deep inside. A lot of these people have shown up in psych wards all over the nation. You got to understand, there's some say up to 4 million diagnosed cases of multiple personality disorder. That's what they call it. Or DID, dissociative identity disorder. I'm going to ask you right now, why so many? Colin Ross, a psychiatrist from Canada that wrote a book, the CIA doctors originally published as Project Bluebird. The purposeful creation. Massive, massive factual information in that book. Documentation. Freedom of Information Act materials. Along with John Marx's Manchurian Candidate. Along with the book called Journey into Madness. Along with the book called Secret Weapons by a Good Man. Del Griffiths. Former law enforcement. Let me tell you something right now. There's a lot of material out there about it. There are many who have helped reveal the tip of the iceberg. It is only God in prophetic revelation, like what Jesus did in Matthew 24, that goes below the surface and points to the huge mass connected to that tip. Whatever you see of Satan right now, whatever you see of cults, Satanism, Luciferianism, you're seeing the tip, but it's connected to the mass. And God has given insight to that. You're going to have to look at prophetic revelation in Scripture systematically, because God has revealed a sequence of the satanic evolution. For military men and women listening, and I'm just talking to soldiers right now, that you understand what physical battle is. There's also spiritual battle in the heavenlies. And what happened at the cross was a battle. At first, it might have looked like Jesus lost, being crucified and put into a tomb. But 1,000 years prior, in Psalm 16, God, the Holy Spirit, had said, referring to Jesus, the Holy One, would his body would not see decay. He wouldn't rot and remain there and go to dust. It was proclaimed again and again, and even Jesus said, you know, destroy this temple, referring to his body, and in 3 days it will be raised up. Listen, Romans 1 says, the Spirit of God raised Jesus from the dead and declared him to be the Son of God with power. That battle was absolutely won. God didn't win it for himself. Jesus didn't have to do anything for himself. He never sinned. He didn't do it as an example, per se. He didn't do it as something for himself. Dear friend, dear soldier, he died for you. This Christ I refer to died for the sum total of humanity. Those of you in Bangalore, those of you in Manila, those of you in Shanghai, those of you in Moscow, there in Vatican City, in Rome, Pretoria, South Africa, Costa Rica, Brazil, to the Eskimos, to the Swahili, wherever a human being exists as a unique, one-of-a-kind, only-print individual with all the hardwiring to know God. We were meant to. Something happened to us. And even if you haven't come to Christ yet, physically, some way, whether in a battle, whether in a car wreck, you're going to physically die. Death is no game. God calls it an intrusion, an enemy that Jesus came to defeat. The resurrection of Christ from the dead is Oz Guinness, the author of the book, Dust of Death. You ought to read that book sometime. He said the resurrection of Jesus is the blasting apart of the finality of death. So I want to ask you tonight that if you see the ramping up of the dark side, if you see this occurring, if you see light level movies like The Men Who Stare at Goats and little glimpses, little glimpses of the end of days. By the way, the movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats, there's one issue I have. Back when I dealt with quite a few of Chosen Ones, I'm dealing with another one this Friday, and let me tell you something. When I sat down with this Fort Bragg Chosen One, this incredibly supercharged super warrior. Many times, they would sit there and doodle, draw. And one time I looked at what they were drawing, and I seen it probably 500 times over all those years, and I see it to this day with others. You know what I saw? They were doodling and drawing an eye. An eye. An eyeball. An ominous looking eye. I found out back in the 90s that as a chosen one would sit there talking to you, co-conscious are sub-personalities observing you, measuring you, maybe even launching out with psi powers to give you headaches, get in your head, suggest thoughts, bring harm to you. But many times the sub-personality would be actually using the hand to draw the eyeball. Most counselors know what this means that deal with satanic ritual abuse. To draw that eye over and over again when you're beginning to meet with somebody, it is a shutdown code. When they're looking down, and please understand, whether you understand how it works, I can't tell you I can understand how it works, but a number of personalities can be looking out of the eyes of a multiple or chosen one all at the same time. The upfront person may be amnesic, may not know that the others are co-conscious looking through. Now, I've learned over the years, there's a thing we call multiple eyes, a discernment about these eyes. Even the book of Proverbs talks about something about the eyes are kind of like a window into the soul. With multiples, it's a window into actually observing sub-personalities looking out. Some sub-personalities are trained to continue to foster triggers that will keep the multiple or the chosen one or the programmed soldier, the sub-personalities, to keep them shut up, to keep them silenced. So if you're a pastor or a counselor or a psychiatrist and you're working with multiples and you're noticing that when they're doodling or writing while you're talking to them and all of a sudden you look at what they're doing and they're drawing an eyeball and you see that again and again, somebody inside is drawing basically a message, a trigger, a code that says, shut up, don't tell, stay down, wait. So when the men who stare at goats in the very beginning of the movie, which no doubt thousands of chosen ones, multiples, will go to, intact and those that are falling apart, a guy is doodling, the reporter, and it's not how it usually works, but all of a sudden, a predominant thing occurs in the beginning of the movie. It's clearly intended to be shown again and again in the film. You see the eyeball, you see the eyeball, you see it again, you see it again, you see it again. And I will say that I think that out of the entire spoofy movie that we watched, that might be one thing that was placed in the movie to communicate to chosen ones, multiples, psi warriors, to shut up, to keep quiet, and to stick with the agenda. That's right. I think so. So anyway, you can send a comment to shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Want to say thank you to Will, sent an email in. And a friend from, Texas. Got a lot of friends from Texas down there. Was also here on Sunday night. So we have a live Sunday night show. Again, go to shatterthedarkness.net. You'll see that we have a live Sunday night show that we put up broadcast as podcasts also. And Will was asking about the possible satanic rituals going on at the G20 meeting in Pittsburgh. And probably the meeting coming up in December at Copenhagen. I will say it again, and I hope you mark it down and pray through it and think about it. There is no, not one iota of the advance of the satanic kingdom without the manifested powers. It's like you and I as believers are to pray for the advancement of the kingdom of God. If there's no prayer, there's no answers. We understand as believers in Christ that revivals and great campaigns and advancements occur by the power of God, not by might. Listen, even the scripture says, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So it is with the dark side. So I agree with Will concerning the G20 meeting and probably the Copenhagen meeting and the Bilderberg meeting and the, well, they can call it what they want to, the ritual out at Bohemian Grove. And listen, Bohemian Grove is probably one of 50, 60, 70 other spots around the world where there is a gathering behind the scenes of real Luciferians who know how to summon the demons, bring them up, and send them out on political and military leaders to influence them towards globalism, towards the need for a new world leader, supernatural leader, and a new kind of military for the globe. Oh, in the beginning, it'll all be about saving. I mean, look what happened to Katrina. Look what happened. I mean, everybody just wanted to go down there and help and save and save and help after the catastrophe. When the United States and England and Europe and Australia and Canada, when vast catastrophic collapse politically, economically, the grid, the food chain, in society, chaos, civil butchery, the assigned work of the Great Revolt occurs. Well, please realize, this Antichrist is going to look like the friend to the world at first. Deception that will bring the destruction. My friends, listen, we're at the end of the hour. If you've never come to Christ, I plead with you and offer to you the living Jesus who wants to come into your life right now. The Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come to Christ. Believers, grow strong in Christ. Hey, we'll see you Friday night, 6 p.m., right here, Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.